Blog Talk Radio.
The streets don't love you back. Stay tuned every Wednesday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8:30 Pacific, with your hosts Boyd and Lucinda for the hottest talk show in existence. The streets don't love you back.
Good evening and welcome to the Streets Don't Love You Back show on Blog Talk Radio. Today is January 6, 2010. We'd like to wish everyone a happy new year. I'm your host, Lucinda, with my co-host, Boyd. And tonight, our topic is, as always, the Streets Don't Love You Back. And we have a great show tonight. Our guest is Antoinette Smith. And Antoinette is the author of a book called Daddy's Favorite Pop, and it is based on a true story. We have Antoinette here tonight who will share her story with us, as well as her mother on the line that will share part of the story as well. So I would first like to introduce my co-host, Boyd, to the show.
Yes, I would like to thank everyone for tuning in tonight to Miss Antoinette's story and her mother's story. And once again, I would like to wish everyone a happy new year as well. And I just want to say before we kick the show off is that whoever is listening to the show tonight, we would like everyone to truly pay attention to what's happening, because it could happen to your child, it could happen to you, and we must start truly addressing these incidents instead of pushing them up under the rug. And that is one of the main problems in America now. People push things like this under the rug like it don't exist, but it truly do exist in America and around the world. So we will ask you to just truly tune in, and if you have any questions to ask Miss Onette and her mother tonight as the show goes on, please feel free. And right now I'm going to introduce Miss Onette, and she will pass the mic to her mother to introduce herself as well. So right now we're going to pass the mic to you to introduce yourself and the title of your book as well.
Okay. Hello, everyone. My name is Antoinette Smith. I'm the author of a book called Daddy's Favorite Pop, and I wrote the book based on my mother. My mother had me by her stepdaddy. What I was told was that my grandmother couldn't have any more kids, and her mother asked her to sleep with her boyfriend and have me, and she wanted to raise me as my mother's sister.
Okay.
So if my mother wants to elaborate and go from there, she can.
Okay, and Mom is Juana. You can go ahead and introduce yourself, Mom.
Hey, baby. And a shout-out and Happy New Year to you all. And congratulations to my daughter and the achievements that she has made in her life, because she has both the parents. Okay, first of all, just like my daughter has stated, I was molested by my stepfather, which was married to my mom. Got pregnant with her. He started, but it started when I was like 9 years old. He threatened me with German Shepherd dogs. And then, sort of off me to talk about it. Okay, y'all just give me a minute here.
Yes, ma'am. Take
all
your
right.
time.
Take
y'all
time.
Just give me a minute. See, just bring my memories. I got a birthday coming up. So, Nick, how will Mama be this year? I don't even know.
I don't know, Mom. We're going to try and get our story out, okay? So just
Okay. Now, see, the thing about it is, my mother, she had everything with my father. My father was a hard-working man. You know, coming out of Atlanta, Georgia, he was like the country man. My dad dropped out of school when he was 3 years old to help support his family and everything. When he met my mother had me. Okay, time went on, had a good childhood and everything, but then my mother got doing things she hadn't been doing. She would go out there, I guess, with well, she had it home. I guess she wasn't satisfied, but I knew I was as a child. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
And the thing about it is, I felt that I was wrong, that Yeah, I felt special. So when my mother left my father, I was like 8 years old. She had packed up and just had us traveling everywhere, had me traveling everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But then she met this one particular guy that she fell in love with. But then not knowing, but he was looking at me all the time. I was a child.
Right, you're about 10.
I was a child. Hi, baby.
You were about 10?
No, 9.
Yeah. It started at 10.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
He had threatened to kill my mother if I said anything.
Right.
And so I tried to, you know, that was my mother, baby. It was just me and my mother after she left my dad. I didn't know no better. I was just following my mother because I loved my mother.
Right.
Oh, Lord, here we go.
It's okay, Mom. Okay.
Then she met my stepfather. Fell held over heels. But just like I said a while ago, but he wasn't looking at my mom, he was looking at me.
Right.
And then as it started, because I didn't know no better, I really didn't. I didn't know no better. I thought that was normal. You know what I'm saying? That's the same when my mom went through after she left my dad.
No,
I thought it was normal.
You're not supposed to know anything about it, you know?
Yeah.
Okay.
But the thing about it is, though, baby, as time progressed and everything, as time progressed, and I'm saying, no, this ain't right. But then when my mom would come in there, you know, he would play hunky-dory and okay, fine. He was dogs. You know, he had dogs. German Shepherd dogs.
Uh-huh.
Like, I'm talking about dogs, baby. And as me being a young girl, you know, man, here I go.
Okay, Mama, can you take some questions? I can take a question if anybody. I guess I can.
Yeah, somebody better take it right now because I'm having a flashback.
Okay, Mom, just take a deep breath. We know the story is really hard and deep and hurtful.
But for me, for my daughter to have, she was conceived. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes,
and
ma'am.
See, my mother is dead and gone. You know, but I forgave my mother. But she never forget, you know.
Right.
I forgave her.
Right. Well,
I forgave my mother, man, because she already knew what was going on. But she was a, you know what I'm saying? And I thank God for my daughter because she broke the pattern. You hear what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Right. She broke the pattern.
Ooh-wee, baby. You there, baby?
Yeah, Mom, I'm right here.
All right.
Okay, well, let me go ahead and I'm going to take a call here and before we go on with the story. So hang on just a second. Hello, caller.
Hello, caller.
Hello, caller. Caller, you're on the air.
I think they just listening in. Go to the next
one. I have a caller here from the 404 area code. Anybody want to ask a question?
Oh, that's missing that right there.
There's another number.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, well, we're going to move on.
Keep it moving.
Yeah. Oh, wait, that turns back to Granddad said. He said, that's when they snatched her from her arms. And they said that they want Tanique to grow up like me and my mom.
Tanique is me. That's my middle name. But I just want to say I broke the pattern because even though my mother did not raise me, I have 5 kids of my own, and I'm in their life. And my mother wasn't there for me, and I was trying to be, like, there for my kids.
Right.
But this book is, like, based on my mother, and a lot of stuff in the book is real because I just found out tonight that my daddy was messing with her when she was 10. When I first found him in 2004, he didn't mention nothing about the age of 10, you know. I only thought that he slept with her when she was 13 to have me and, you know, raise me as, I guess that would be his, what would that be, step? I don't even know. That would be his granddaughter.
Right.
Yeah, I was his step granddaughter. So when I talked to him, you know, he didn't say nothing about that. So for a long time, I did not even want to meet him because I really thought he molested my mother. But when I found him and got his side of the story, I found out that it was a plan that my grandmother had set up. And it just really, it was just really terrible, you know, from the beginning.
Right. Yeah, that's a definitely mind-blowing thing, you know. Because,
but I'm a survivor, baby.
Yeah, and that's a blessing that you survived all that, because you got some children that wouldn't even survive that right there. How would your own parent put something together like that to destroy their own child's mind, you know? So we thank God right here on the phone tonight that, you know, God has been with you all these years due to the circumstances, and you able to live and tell this story and share this story with others as well. For this type of incident don't happen to other people, because it's not like you was on a consent. You was a young child and didn't know no better, you know?
Happy.
So we're going to take another caller.
Let me
as
see if
well.
I can get somebody else on. Hello, you're on the air. I have a phone number with the last four, or let's say the last two digits is 49.
You're on the air, caller. You there?
Yes, I want to know what inspired you to do what you do and write the book and how it all started.
Okay. Well, like I said, I first wrote this book, How Daddy's Favorite Pop Is, because my mother had me by her stepdaddy. And what inspired me to write the book is because she was touched by an older man, and I was touched by uncles. Like I say, she did not raise me. I was raised from a great aunt, and I was born in California, but I was here in Georgia. So within that family, I had five uncles to touch me. So I was like, I'll write this book, and the book will be me at times, and it'll be my mother at times. Because when you get a copy of the book and you read it, the little girl went through stuff with her uncle, and she went through stuff with her daddy. Now, the uncle part is me. They made me do things like touch them, you know, in their private parts, and they touched me. And it went on and on. And I told the people in the family, they didn't do nothing. They didn't believe me. Until one day, one of the aunties in the family walked in the bathroom on one of the guys. So I just really had to write to get a lot of stuff out.
Okay. Thank you, caller. Do you have any other questions?
No.
Okay, thank you. We're going to go on to the next caller. Hello, caller. Phone number 7301. You're on the air.
Hello?
Do you have a question? Hello, you're on the air.
No, actually, I don't have a question. I'm actually calling in. She's a very good friend of mine. Me and her, we grew up. We've been on each other since about 13 years old. So I've kind of experienced a lot of stuff that she had to deal with growing up as a child, as an adopted child. So I'm just here for support.
All right. Thank you so
thank
much
you
for
so
calling
much.
Yeah,
God bless you, baby, for being there for my daughter. God bless you, baby.
Thank you, Sheree.
You're welcome.
Thank you. And we're going to go on to another caller. Thank you for calling in. Hello, caller with number 1455. You're on the air.
Hi, I would just like to say that I'm glad that Antoinette did write the book as the source of outlet for herself and to get her story out there, because a lot of people, they have went through the same thing, but they're not talking. So for her to write the book and to have this show tonight and explain everything, that's real encouraging to someone else, from my opinion. And I would just like to tell her, just thank you for writing the book, and I'm here for her if she ever needs anything again. That's all I'd like to say.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, B.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Look at Mom tomorrow.
Okay. We are going to go to another call.
All righty.
Hello, caller with the number 8892. You're on the air with Streets Don't Love You Back. Hello, caller, you're on the air.
I guess they want to stay silent.
They're just listening. They're not talking. That's all right. We'll just keep it moving. Hello, caller with the number 6097. You're on the air. Do you have a question or comment? Hello, caller.
And we'll go back to the caller 5032. We'll go to that caller. Hello, Miss Wade. You're in the house?
Yes, I'm here.
All
Hi,
right,
Bernadine. How are you?
Would you like to ask Miss Antoinette a question? You know, because we know your situation, and you'll be on the air next week with your situation for the world as well. So would you like to ask Miss Antoinette a question tonight?
I don't want to ask her a question. I just want to commend her for being brave enough to write a book and to go on the air, and you can still hear the pain in her mother. You know, and she's to be commended, both of them, to even come on the air to even talk. I was sitting there devastated. And like she said, I was having flashbacks, and I was doing everything I could to fight the tears back so I could finish listening to this program.
Mom crying.
I could hear her mother.
We definitely appreciate you, Miss Wade. And, you know, next week, callers, Miss Wade will be online with her story as well. And she have a powerful story as well. So we're going to keep it moving. And we thank you, Miss Wade, for commending Miss Annette and her mother for coming forth, speaking and telling a story to help some other young lady and some other family, you know, open their eyes up. And like the other young lady said, the other caller, it's so much of this go on behind closed doors that's not talked about. And I think that, you know, a lot of women need to get together. You know, the name of our movement is the Streets Don't Love You Back movement. And that word and title was just flowing for more than just one thing, you know. A lot of things don't love you back. And me and my wife is starting a thing for women to get involved with our radio show to tell their story, because there's so many women across America go through so much abuse and so much pain and hurt, and it starts from their household, and it goes all the way into their relationships. And I think that we definitely need to break the cycle for any ladies that's online tonight that's hearing Miss Annette's story. We definitely need to break the cycle for it won't happen to your child and it won't happen to somebody else's child, because a lot of men out here, they know it's wrong from Jump Street, but everybody want their cake and ice cream and eat it too. So we must cut the cycle.
But before we close up, can I please read this poem that my daughter dedicated to me?
Oh, you got a long time.
40,
you got a lot of 45 time.
45 more minutes.
You definitely
do what
about
you
to
want.
Close out.
Yeah, my daughter dedicated a poem to me in her book.
Yes,
we
ma'am.
Will sure let you do that.
Yeah, we definitely will let you
do
that.
Okay, thank you.
As a matter of fact, you can go ahead and do that right now before we go to the next caller.
Okay, here we go. It's Mother, Mother, where are you, Mother? Please stop acting so undercover. You're here nor there, but instead you're everywhere. I think of you all the time. I just can't seem to mind. I love watching your pictures, but I can't accept the fact that our mother and daughter relationship is through. I very, very much. But I can't meet you halfway if you don't keep in touch. I don't talk much about your past. I just want our friendship to last. I've already forgiven you and the things you've done. Mom, I just want to see you and just move on. Your daughter, always and forever.
Yes, ma'am. We definitely applaud that right there, and that was a heart-crunching poem, so I want to commend you on that, Miss Annette, for writing that
poem.
It's in her book. Get the book, baby. She got a lot more good ones in here.
And, hey, I want Miss Antoinette to give people your website where they can order the book at right now.
Okay.
You all can order the book at www.straighttothepointbooks.com.
All right, give it to them one more time.
Okay, it's www.straighttothepointbooks.com. For everyone that's in Atlanta, you can order it at, you can go buy it in Madu Bookstore and Stoplight Mall or Nubian Bookstore. Madu Bookstore in Greenbrier Mall and Nubian Bookstore in Stoplight Mall.
All right, tell it to them one more time.
You can go pick it up in the ATL at Stoplight Mall and Nubian Bookstore, or you can get it from a Duke Bookstore at Greenbrier Mall.
So you're right. And I encourage everybody that's online to tell their friends and everybody go out and pick a copy of that book up tomorrow, because it's definitely a must-read book, and it's definitely a must-sharing book with your children and your family, you know? So we're going to go to the next caller, and we're going to keep it moving tonight to enlighten people what can happen and what is so possible in America.
Try this one here. The number 3202 caller, you're on the air. Do you have a question or comment?
3202, you there? All right, 3202 is listening in, and we're going to go to the 8807. 8807, you on there?
Hello.
Hey,
hello,
you on the air. Would
here.
You like to ask Miss Annette
question? No, I'm actually just listening in. I'm Tamara. I'm just here for support for Antoinette.
Okay, that's
thank
all.
You. Thank you so much.
We're glad to have you on the air tonight, and we're glad that everybody is out supporting the family. And like I said to everybody that's on the air tonight, that is truly a must-read book, and we'd like for everybody to go out and get a copy of that book. And right now we're going to go to a song, and we would like for everybody to just be patient. We're going to take a commercial break, and we're going to come back with the author of the book, Miss Antoinette. We're going to go to the song called Change.
Boy, record.
Who?
Young Struggle.
In my life, wanna make a change, but they just ain't coaches. Put them lyrics down, and now I'm selling legal dope. On the streets, trying to make that green, but it wasn't easy. Shit I was doing wasn't too set up on being sleazy. But I got past that stage, I had to bail. Living life was hell, but when fat times in the county jail, that was a wake up call, but did I listen? Doing wrong things that extra change, sure ain't what you're missing. Boy, I can't help it, but sometimes I have to cry. Going through all these changes in my life, and I don't know why. Stronger and it's taking longer. Just tell me how long do our babies have to die from hunger? It seems like everything is coming to an end. Will I lose my life, lose my babies, or go to the pen? I don't know, so I got to make it better for myself. Selling tracks and stacking cream is the way to wealth. That's what a woman like me thinks about, baby. Trying to make a change, cause things for me is getting really shady. I'm on the road to ecstasy and so much envious. With all them buses and them hoes, I know I can't trust. So many haters in this world trying to keep me down. But I stay up, keep a smile instead of a frown. Only roll with niggas that keep it real every day. Getting paid, count up that cheddar, it's the only way to survive in what this world has in store for me. Adolescent mother in this crazy ass mammocracy. Play myself, I think not, because I've been there twice. Trying to make it better for myself than being more precise. So I'ma strive just as long as I can stay alive. Keep the faith and let my babies know that it's alright. But sometimes cry, but sometimes I know it hurts. I may not be the best mother, but I do it worse. On the grind, out of bag, gotta keep my shit in motion. Step by step, and now I'll be moving just like the ocean. And I will fly, but some that might just seem to rain. Not for me, because I gotta get up out.
Who let me drop some on this track and put my two cents in it? How I had to make a change in my life before I finished. Hung with thugs, these pushers and hustlers. Pistol through your riches, I'm still living the life while others locked up in prison. So listen, the shit that I did was illegal, but I'm not going in depth with you people, so let me gotta do. It really doesn't matter who don't like my change. Stay away from me if it bothers you, cause I won't change mine. You better change yours. You say it's open opportunities, but all I see is closed doors. Cause my LIFE had me in a state of misery. Made me want to go back in my past and change my history. Struggle, definition of shit that I was going through. Living out my life just like the Romans do.
people are kids. Stand up and fight for what you believe in, right? So what we gotta do?
Hey, hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome right back here to the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show with the author, Miss Annette, and we're doing it like this tonight, and we just finna turn the mic back over to her and let her tell the viewers a little bit more about her story. So we're going to pass the mic back to you, Miss Annette.
Okay, like I said, I'm the author of a book called Daddy's Favorite Pop. It's based on the fact that my mother had me by her stepdaddy, so I basically wrote about a little girl sleeping with her real daddy and her uncle as well. So since I was touched as a child, in the book, the little girl is me and my mother at different instances. When it comes to the uncle, it's me, and when it comes to the daddy, it's my mother.
Okay.
And that's...
Ooh.
You okay, Mom?
That's going to be another show, babe.
Oh, how about that? I'm back. I'm still here. I enjoyed that music. That was like Tupac, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's
how about that?
Yeah, that's from my record. That's from my record label there, Mom. That's from Boyd Records. That's me and a couple of my artists, girl artists.
Well, y'all got to go, baby. First of all, I want to thank you for having my daughter and I on your show.
No doubt.
And then I hope all these listeners and, you know, everybody take heed. Because, see, what goes in, what comes out. But, see, you know, the skeletons in the closet. I don't know if y'all know anything about Stevie Wonder. Skeletons in the closet.
Right.
You see about that Stevie Wonder?
And so many people.
Think about it is, what goes in the dark is going to come out to the light and just seeing that watching you.
And right. So many people.
Shut off a survivor. And I thank God that my daughter and I, that we, you know, where we are right now.
Yes, ma'am.
But if my mother was still living, you know what I'm saying?
Ma. Mr. Boyd trying to speak.
Oh, no, I'm listening
to
Mom.
Okay, let
the
baby speak.
I was just going to comment on what she was saying. You go right ahead, Mom. This is your hour.
Okay, Mom.
Yeah, because I'm a survivor. What I did it for my daughter. How can I look at, you know, but I forgave them, but I asked God. Well, see, I done found God and everything, baby. And the thing about it is, I'm always be me.
Yes, indeed.
I felt that I did something wrong, but I learned and matured from that.
Right.
And for me and my daughter to come as far as we have came, and look what my daughter does. She raised her children. She overcome the same way I did. We survivors, baby.
Ain't no question.
We survivors. You doing good with my grandsons?
Yes.
How about that? How about that?
Mama.
Oh, well. I'm very proud of my daughter. Thanks again for having me on the show here.
Oh, ain't no question. You know, and we glad to have you here because, like I stated in the earlier segment, you know, so many women that goes through this each and every day, and they keep this sealed in because, you know, it hurts inside, you know. But a lot of times, you know, so many people live in the darkness, but you got to come to the light with what's happening because nobody could help you, you know, even if somebody, so I'm going to kill your parents or I'm going to kill this, that, another, you know, doing that to a child or even a grown-up, you know, that's somebody that's spooken because if somebody going to kill you, they're going to kill you off the top. They ain't going to keep saying they're going to kill you, you know? So the bottom line,
that's right.
If anybody on this line that's going through that situation, you need to tell somebody, you know? If you
tell
know
somebody, going, baby. If you read my daughter's book,
you need
if you read my daughter's book, baby, I try to tell my fifth grade teacher, baby.
There it is.
Read the book. It's in there.
Right. You
know. Okay. Can I say something real
quick?
Go
right ahead, Miss
Sure. Okay. I just want to say that to everybody who is listening, who have been molested and don't want to like talk about it, because a lot of people that read my book, I see them every weekend at a Mexican bar where I be at, and they be telling me that when they read my book, it bring up like their childhood memories, and they don't never want to tell nobody. But the way I found a way. To let my stuff out. Like, even when I did tell, no one believed me. So I used to write to God. I just used to write, you know, and it does help. Like, if you just get a pencil paper, just write it down. And even if you don't tell nobody, just get it out on that paper and you can just ball it up when you finish. It don't matter as long as you get it out. And that will help, I know.
You okay, know. Mama got one more comment to say.
Run it.
Okay, Mama.
Regardless of how you got here, I love you the same, baby. You understand me? Do you understand your mama, baby?
Yeah, Mama, I know that.
Listen to what your mama said, baby.
And that's
that's deep, baby.
You were young when this happened, you know, you realize now, you know, that it wasn't your fault. And
But look. Okay.
Okay, Mom.
Yeah, it definitely wasn't nobody's fault but the person who did it. You know what I mean? You was a child. You know, like the word said, when you're a child, you're not accountable for what you do. You're accountable when you get adults in your mind, and then you're accountable for what's happening. But a child is not accountable for something that a grown-up knows is wrong, you know? So it was a blessing that you and your child could get this out on the flow, you know? And we wish and pray and hope that other women and children get this out on the floor, because this is going on all across America, you know? This just one story, but it's 1,000 more stories like you and Miss Antoinette's story, you know, even worse and deeper, you know? So when you can talk about this here, other people can listen and say, wow, you know, this young lady and her mother were able to talk about this, and they was able to write a book about this situation. So it's so many young girls across America going through this, and I hope everybody that's listening, if they know someone going through this, tell somebody. This ain't about keeping it in because somebody talking about, I'm going to kill you, I'm going to hurt you. Well, you just got to kill me then, homie, because I'm finna tell. You know? You ain't killed me yet. You know, you've been saying this for 5 months, and you've been taking your control over me. But people say that just to do what they do, just to keep doing what they do to you, you know? So if anybody going through this, tell somebody, because it must be heard and it must be known, you know? So
as a young child, you know, you don't know that these feelings and that these touches are wrong if you haven't been taught that. The same as you don't know that you could still go tell somebody because you're scared. You've got this big, huge man
and I was.
Saying, if you say anything, I'll slit her throat, or if you say anything, right, I'll shoot somebody.
That's why we have talk shows nowadays, and that's why we have people like Miss Antoinette and other people to bring this situation out to the forefront. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
And that's why we have things like this nowadays. Many years ago, we didn't have talk shows to have young women on there to tell their story and tell how a family member is molesting them or some other guy molesting them or what have you. You know, that's why we have things like this now to bring this out with women. You know, hell with call somebody talking about they're going to kill you. Hell with all of that. You feel me? It's about
you better tell
somebody. It's about your safety, because if somebody gonna kill you, they gonna kill you right then. They ain't gonna keep talking about that shit 6 months ago. I mean, this done stirred me up, you know what I mean, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, back in the day, you go to grandma's house, we'll say, you know, what goes on there, saying that.
Right.
They still got that same thing going today, but see, back in my day, the resources going on now, I did not have that.
Exactly.
You know, I feel like I could talk to my teachers or whatever, but then they didn't believe me, but then, you know what I'm saying?
You didn't have a voice.
You better take advantage of what's going in front of y'all young people, because guess what, baby? It's just not no joke, honey.
Yeah, and it's going
not
on
no joke,
across
baby.
America daily. So we want to encourage everybody once again to go out and get that book, and we encourage everybody that's listening, like I said, if it's happening to you or it's happening to a friend of yours, you know, you go tell it. You feel me? You bring attention to the situation, you know, because this got to stop somewhere. You know what I mean? The ball and chain got to be cut from somewhere, you know. So we kicking it live right here with Miss Antoinette and her mom all the way from the ATL. And right now, we're going to take another short break, and we're going to go to a commercial this time, the Boyd and Lucinda radio spot, and we're going to be right back with our viewers and our callers.
The money, the rise to power, violence, gangs, drugs, death, self-destruction, prison, the true life story of Detroit kingpin Rob Boyd, a must-read book. This book will be available online worldwide to order at thestreetsdontloveyouback.name.com, at amazon.com, barnesandnoble.com, indiebound.org, and borders.com. Also available in Detroit at Harlem World Books and Videos and at Human Bookstore on Frederick Douglass Boulevard. It's everywhere, so go ahead and order your autographed copy today. The streets don't love you back.
All right, young ladies, we back on the scene with Miss Antoinette once again. And anything you would like to add to your book and everything, Miss Antoinette?
Yeah, I would just like to say that despite that my book is based on a true story, it has a lot of fiction in it, and the fiction that's in the book, it comes with my emotions. That's just how I felt. And even though I exaggerate a little in the book, come to find out my mama really went through some of the stuff. Like I said, I didn't know it started when she was 10. I thought it started when she was 13.
Right.
And also, I would like to add in the book about, the part when the mother, like when the daughter tried to kill the mother, that was a true thing because my mother did try and poison her mother, which was my grandmother, because you know what she made her do.
I sure did. I put my grandma with the big beans.
Okay, Mama, listen. And also,
okay.
I don't know if, Mama, if you want to talk about that threesome part, because that
no,
is.
No, I was just going to, can I read? That a couple of little paragraphs, and then maybe she can comment on it.
Okay.
I got this off of your website. Said that night I was with Mama and her boyfriend in the basement. I was very high. Mama was giving me shots in the arm, and Antonio was giving me bumps of heroin in the nose. He kept saying, "Here, chase it with this gin." Mama was so stoned. Kept saying, "My baby can handle this." We were lying on the bed in the basement, listening to Al Green.
That's true.
It reminds me of the threesome we all had. If I hear the song again today, it reminds me of the threesome that we had together, Mama, her boyfriend, and me. Mama kept saying, "I can't wait until you have this baby for us." And that's all I'm going to read. But I mean, is that true? And what do you remember about that, Mama?
Oh, I remember a whole lot about that part right there. That was my mom and my stepfather. See, they thought I was asleep. They thought I was asleep, and then while he doing the same thing with my mom, when my mom passed out or whatever, that was me.
Were they giving you drugs to make you do these kinds of things, or just sometimes?
Well, he intimidated me. He intimidated me because, you know, just like I stated earlier, when my mom left my dad, you know, the way I said, everything that little girl wanted, I had the canopy top bed, I had the vanity, I had a swimming pool, you know what I'm saying? I had the bike, you know, everything.
Oh, my.
Ma.
Hi, baby. Mama here.
They want to know about that threesome in the book.
Oh, that threesome. That was down there with your cousin Harold there. Them plans.
Oh, God.
That's not his real name. I just said her. That's the first name came up on mine.
Okay.
And then, you know, that's when I learned how to drive a car.
You just done went through a lot dealing with life then, Mom.
Oh, baby. Oh, shoot. You don't know the half of it.
No, you don't
I
know
that
half
of it. I learned that at the time when I was 3 years old.
Well, just what?
Learned how to tell time. I probably trained myself. Oh, I remember
just
walking around in a wooden plate.
Right at mile four, you know, in an hour. Shoot. Period, you know?
Shoot. But I'm glad my daughter broke the pattern, though.
Yeah, amen. We got to.
I'm glad she wrote that book because, you know, this stuff had hit me for years. And like I said earlier, when my mom passed away, I have forgave her for everything. And then I asked her for forgiveness on how I was a rebellious child because I told her, I said, Mama, something ain't right with these things, something ain't right. But after she left my dad, that's when all the stuff hit the fan. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, yes, indeed.
Oh, my God.
Now, did she leave or did your dad make her leave? Because I just kind of read little
bit. Pardon me? No, my mother did that. No, she did that on her own.
Okay.
My dad took care of. He bought a home, two car garage. She had my man. We lived on just like I said. I had my own bedroom. Every shit, man.
So you said earlier in the statement, mom was doing something she ain't had no business.
My mother was, and then when she left my dad, she go, you know, he pack up and go to California.
Yeah.
Said move away from here. California, the place you want to be.
Right,
Beverly Hills. She said my mom went from this person to that person. And then I kept seeing that. I said, Mom, that's not right. But see, my mother did not believe me. I kept saying she didn't believe me.
Mom.
And Shanique.
They're trying to ask you when you said earlier that my grandma was doing stuff she don't got no business doing, like what? The drugs and the alcohol and all that, because you told me that y'all did LSD together. So that's why
I
wrote
the part in all that. Now, good look. I got my first drink. I was drinking my first drink. I think I was about 8 years old drinking MD 2020 sitting at grandma's table.
That's deep.
Yeah.
You know?
And then where she met,
I know her.
And then try to say, no, I got this. Pick me up. Come on, baby. Mama can't get it no more.
Mom, what part are you talking about? We're talking about you and your mama.
I'm talking about the police from the outside.
Oh, okay. Well, I wrote that because you told me that y'all did a threesome, but I wasn't sure if it was with my daddy or not.
No, it wasn't.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's a real deep, deep story there, Mom. You know what I mean? And, you know, I wouldn't pray for that on no woman, you know what I mean, or no little child, you know, because that's a head knocker right there, for real, you know. And once again...
Well,
all the viewers who listening to this story got to thank God that you never went through that if you never went through it, you know. And once again, I encourage women, if you're going through this in any kind of way, if you know anybody going through this, you need to open your mouth and you need to tell somebody, you know.
Tell somebody, babe.
We need to cut this cycle of women being abused. We need to cut this cycle,
right.
You know, thinking because you got a boyfriend and all this here, if he doing anything to mess over you, or mess over your children, you need to be getting rid of him tonight, ASAP.
Whoa.
Not tomorrow, not 2 o'clock in the morning. Now, you know what I mean? Because
right now,
somebody that's going to do right by you. Feel me? I don't care how long you've been with them. If they ain't
okay.
Right, they ain't going to be right.
Yeah. Rob, you know how you saying they need to tell somebody?
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
The mothers also need to listen to their kids when they tell them, because some of these mamas don't listen either.
Say that again, Miss Antoinette, and say it loud, girlfriend.
I said all of these mothers need to listen when their kids tell them that somebody is touching them or making advances to them, because the mamas don't listen either.
Exactly.
You know, they need to
listen
to their kids.
I want to insinuate on that because I had spoke to some people. This has been a few years ago because I used to go around to different shelters and things like that and, you know, donate my time, you know, to different things with my volunteer work. And it's so many women that gets involved with guys and talking about, oh, Johnny loved me to death, but next thing you know, you're at work and little Johnny messing over your kids and doing everything up under the damn sun. And once your child tell you something, you want to act like, you know, I'm going to keep it real here on my show. You want to act like your ass can't hear. You know what I mean? but your child is getting messed over and your child is getting abused, but you so into the, oh, Johnny love me. Johnny don't give a damn about your ass, because if Johnny did, his ass wouldn't be doing nothing wrong to your kids and he wouldn't be treating you wrong, you know? So if that's happening to any woman on this line or any woman that's listening, you need to get rid of his ass tonight, and you need to move on, and you need to get your life together, and you need to just take care of your children, you know, because it ain't all the time that a stranger do wrong. It's your own damn father sometime that'll do wrong to you, you know. So you have to open your eyes up, people, and open your eyes up, because this is real in life. This is no fiction. And we ain't looking at Steven Seagal on TV with his karate kicks all day long.
I know that, right?
And beating up everybody. This is real life.
Alive and living color, baby.
Yeah, this is real life, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay.
My baby.
Okay. Boy,
I'm a testimony, baby.
My boy. Boy.
Yes, ma'am.
What's that, mom? Yeah, mama, testimony, baby.
Mom, wait a minute. Let me say something.
Mom.
Mother, hold on for a second. Wait, mama, hold on. Okay, I just want to say about my daddy, okay, because in the book I portray him to be this, you know, this bad guy in the book, because, you know, it was based on the fact that he slept with his stepdaughter. So, of course, I was going to juice my book up, which I did. The book is very good. Now, I just want to talk about the relationship I had with my daddy.
Mm-hmm.
I met him 4 years ago on the Internet,
mm-hmm.
and I kept going through all these men named by his name.
Mm-hmm.
I kept calling all over California. I mean, I was calling sisters and all. But when I finally got to him and I brought up my mama name and my grandmama name, I thought he had hung up the phone on me, because
mm-hmm.
it was like I brought some skeletons out of his closet.
No doubt.
And then he was just like, he just broke down, you know, not so much, no, so much as crying, but he just broke down letting me know that he's sorry. He didn't know I was alive. He thought my mama had got rid of me. And, like, that following week, I had called my mother on a three-way, you know, for her to talk to him, because she haven't talked to him since she was his stepdaughter, you know, since she was 14. And I had them on a three-way call, and that'll be a call I never will forget.
Right.
And it was emotional, you know. He apologized to my mama. He apologized to me. And like I tell my daddy to this day, I love you, because there's nothing I can do about it, you know. You did what you did. Oh, well, you know. That's why I tell a lot of people, don't hate my daddy, you know. And I say, please don't judge him. You know, even though it was messed up what he did, you know, I just still had to pray to God that I find my mama and my daddy.
Mm-hmm.
And for me to have both of them on the phone and to be able to say mama and say daddy, I never had a chance to call nobody mama or daddy growing up, because I was adopted, you
right.
know. But for me to call her mama and to call him daddy at the same time, it felt good. Even though it wasn't right, it felt good, you know.
Right, dig that. And, you know, can't nobody feel that feeling or judge that feeling but you, Miss Antoinette, you know what I mean? And you have to do what you feel is right for Antoinette, you know, and I applaud you for doing whatever you feel is right for you, you know what I mean? But it's so many other women out here that's going through a lot of worse things, you know? And it's not looking to, you know what I mean, say, I want to talk to so-and-so or this, that, and other, you know. It's just so many bad things that happen to these women out here. And I'm just a fighter for women's rights when it comes to them getting messed over, getting dogged out. And, you know, that is just terrible in America.
You know what Joe Brown say? You know what Joe Brown say?
Run it, Mom.
You know what Joe Brown say?
Run it to her.
He say, and I appreciate I caught you on that.
Yeah, because, you know, women,
oh,
you know, we got to stand up for what's real out here.
Said, oh, Lord.
So much going on in America, you know? So we want to just, you know, tell everybody that's listening tonight, you know, the show is definitely a great show, and it's definitely an eye-opener for everyone, you know, across America, you know? And right now we're going to go to one other song, and we're going to go to the Streets Don't Love You Back remix right now. Be right back.
Get it, baby.
And before I do that, I just want to let everybody know that this show will be available to listen to, and all of our shows are available to listen to 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on our website at thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com. That's N-I-N-G.com. And to go to the past shows, you can go to our radio show website, and that's www.blogtalkradio.com/thestreetsdontloveyouback. And you can get all of our shows there. I did want to let you know, too, of a couple of upcoming shows. We have next week, Mrs. Wade will be on, and she was one of our callers tonight. She's going to talk to us about her daughter who was molested on the public school bus, and the school is saying they're not responsible for that. And she's been fighting the laws in Ohio, and she's going to share her story with us next week, so everybody join us for that. And then in 2 weeks, we have another lady whose daughter was raped at age 15, and she had also been molested by parents and family in the past. So they're going to, you know, come on to talk about their stories as well. So, you know, please join us. We have different topics, you know, from gangs and drugs to rape and, you know, abuse and, you know, just a wide variety of topics. If you know of anyone that wants to share their story, you know, give us an email or you know, give us a call and let us know, and we'll definitely try to get your story out on the air as well. So we will go to this song, and then we will be right back.
The one about the book.
What's up, what's up? This is RB checking in. Yeah. But the streets don't love you back. The movement is on, baby. Letting you know, me and LD talking about that thug slash drug life. Let me tell you a little lesson, players. In these streets, baby, they'll never love you back. Trust that. Everybody's around here talking about all that thug life, player. Talking about that drug dealing thing. Tell you, baby, it's about getting your life together, getting your head on tight, doing something with your life, and stop destroying your community, and stop destroying yourself, baby. So when the people come at you, they come for real, player. Homeboys on my team done got 400 million before, baby. 100 million, baby. Now they sitting on death row, baby. That's where you want to be, player. Cause the drug game is washed up. The thug game is washed up, baby. They put it in our communities, baby, and they tell us off the top, yeah, you can make this, you can make that, but once they come for you, game over, lights out. Do what you feel, do what you want to do, baby, but join the movement. It's the streets, baby, they don't love you back. It's the streets, baby, they don't love you back. Come on, come on.
In the street, no one's about you. In the street, no one can touch you. In the street, love
yeah, yeah.
If you want.
This track here is a track of knowledge, you feel me? Want all young brothers and sisters across America to understand that the drug game, the thug life, that's all washed up right now. Take heed, learn from players that done live that life, you feel me? Much love to my man, the real freeway Ricky Ross. Jeff Step down May 4th, we sending you much love out there to Cali, you feel me? Much love to everybody across state to state who rolled with the movement. It's time to open your eyes up, people. It's time to rise up above all this street thing, you feel me? It's a better way. Let's do this.
There's moments like this when my back's against the fence that I say, fuck the fence. Life is just, I gotta go and get a get. Got get caught up in moves. Shit, I'm grown. It started from my home, so I'm at home with pressures. Are we all alone? When we born, we all alone. When we die, we need to get our shit together. We can make it if we try. Can probably make it if you cry. But I hate it when you whine. And if all is true, it's up, and you can take it when you die. I'm on my grind, cause all I got is time. But maybe it's enough. But if it's not, then let me know. Cause I feel like I'm on bus. I'm overstuffed with propaganda. This is slander. fucking lies. Tried to slick the public and then wondered why there's crimes and murders on the rise. Cause we ain't got a dime. Shit, I'ma hurt some fucking body. You can see it in my eyes. I lie awake sometimes at night and ponder how to get ahead. Jump out of bed, paranoid. I'm going backwards instead. Feel like my feet is full of lead. Cause I just can't move. Freestyle life off the head. Cause I don't know what to do. I need to make a couple moves. I need to make a couple moves. I need to make a couple moves. But I gotta stay free, cause each and everything I do and say affects my seed. Decide what's the truth, separated from fallacy. Separate what I want from the things that I need. And try to make a way for everything to be okay. Stay focused on my goals so you never stray away. Let the past be the past and your future's okay. Pay attention to the present, living in it every day. Come on,
let us all be checking back in with you. Like I said, just that traffic knowledge. Let you young brothers and sisters understand that, hey, the street life, that's a dead issue. That's a dead game. That's all washed up. Let's get our life together. Let's do what we need to do. Let's love more, hate none. RB, love, one. Much love to Lucinda, my manager, and my man LD. Let's do it. 100. Out.
Hey, hey, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome right back here to the Streets Don't Love You Back show. That's a track by me and my artist, LD. You know, we're kicking it live right here tonight with the author, Miss Antoinette, and her mother from the ATL. And we just enlighten people on what life can be when things happen. And we encourage people once again to open their eyes up, speak on what's happening, if something's happening to you wrong, because we need to cut the ball and chain and stop being letting somebody put fear in us, you know? Because remember, if they're going to hurt you, they're going to hurt you when they say they're going to do it right then. They ain't going to keep saying they're going to do it, because that's just a way of keep getting over on you, you know? So let's open these eyes up and open these mouths up, ladies. So I'm going to turn the mic over to my wife and let her finish up the show tonight.
And I appreciate you having me on the show, man, my daughter. I'm going to say Happy New Year.
No doubt.
Yeah, I hear my daughter.
Off the top. So, any
okay,
shout outs you can give Antoinette and your moms? We got like 3 minutes. So we'll let the author.
Yeah, baby.
And then moms.
Antoinette.
What did you say, boy? What did you say?
We got 3 minutes for the show, and we'll let you give your shout outs. And we'll let moms give us shout-outs for
you. Oh, okay. I just want to give a shout-out to you all, the boys, for having me and my mother to tell our story. And everybody that called in and listened, thank you, Cherie V, Naya, and whoever else who was scared to speak. Thanks for listening. And my book called Daddy's Favorite Pop is a phenomenal book. And it is a – whenever I make it a movie, it's going to blow pressures out the water. I just had to say that.
Amen.
Got that out, baby. Mama, love you. And you know, we survived, so I appreciate y'all being on. I appreciate y'all having me on y'all show.
No,
y'all keep your head up, keep your head to the sky, baby. And Happy New Year. Y'all go buy that book, My Favorite Pop. And then one is your old day, just the Lord's will. Y'all for to see me in person, baby. How about that?
Amen.
Mom,
tell
Mama,
that book again. That
Mama, book called Daddy's Favorite Pop.
Well,
Mama, I'm in it now.
I know it, but it's called Daddy's Favorite Pop. And you can get it at
Mama got it.
Let me call out the website at www.straighttothepointbooks.com. That's www.straighttothepointbooks.com. Thank you.
And we want to thank you for coming on the show, Miss Anthony.
And y'all been a very gracious host, and I appreciate that.
Thank you much, you know. And I'll let the wife take it out like she always do with her last words and comments.
All right. Well, again, we'd just like to thank Antoinette and her mother for coming on the show and sharing part of their life with us. And you can read more about it in her book. And she did give us the website. And also, you know, join the Streets Don't Love You Back movement website and see what we're doing and keep up with all the shows that we're doing. And, again, you can go there at www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com. And we're on every Wednesday night, 8:30 Pacific time, 11:30 p.m. Eastern time, for 1 hour. And we just like to thank all the callers again for calling in. And for all the support that we have. We do want to let you know that for those of you in Ohio, we have a Change reality show on Warner Cable there. And that also features real stories of real people who have been involved in any kind of, you know, the street life, the gang banging, thug hustle, you know, drug selling, you know, abuse, anything like that. We're taking our cameras out and doing stories on these people and featuring them on the reality show. And that shows Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays in Cincinnati, Ohio. So just keep an eye out for that. It's very interesting. And I'd like to thank everyone for tuning in again, and I'm your host, Lucinda, with my co-host, Boyd, signing out for...
One more thing before we sign out, all callers. I want my wife to speak on Nene's party, Miss Wade's party, to change the laws. It's going to be in Canton, Ohio.
And that's what I'm talking about.
It's going to be May 28th, if I'm correct, right?
Right, May 28th, it'll be up in Canton, Ohio. I don't have information right in front of me.
I think it'll be from 1 to 5:30.
1:30 to 5:30. There'll be a parade and a picnic. All the food will be provided. It's just going to be a march and a picnic, and, you know, yeah, definitely to try to change the laws to protect the children against sexual abuse and molestation. Yes.
And we definitely want everybody to spread the word with that, because we don't just want it to be a Ohio thing. We want it to be a national thing, because we're trying to change laws dealing with this type of thing. So we want people to come out from all over the world. We don't want you to just come from Cincinnati. We want you to come from everywhere and show people that we can get together and we can help change the laws, because we are the ones who put people in the White House, put people in the mayor's seat. We are the people who does that. You know what I mean? They don't just jump in the seat because they're there in that seat. It takes people to promote. It takes people to go out and vote for that seat. So we asking for people across America to come and help change this NeNe law to help our children. When they ride the school bus, if something happened to them, the school is accountable for them, you know? Why should my child or your child get on the bus and you tell me you're not accountable for my child? Well, that's the case. I can ride my child in my own car, you know? So we have to definitely reach out and help one another across America, because that's what Americans do. And all the people that's listening tonight, we would like for you to go to our website, www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com, and we would like for you to join our movement site tonight, put your profile up, and also check out the clip about Mrs. Wade's daughter and what happened to her daughter on that school bus. We have a clip from the news media up there in Canton, Ohio. We would like for you all to go view that tonight and also join our site. And once again, Happy New Year. Thank you all for your support tonight, and back to you, wifey.
And join us next Wednesday night with Mrs. Wade, and she will tell the story of her daughter and the fight that she's having right now. So, again, join us next Wednesday night, 8:30 p.m. Pacific time, 11:30 p.m. Eastern time, and every Wednesday night for an awesome story. And we're signing out. Good night, and remember, the streets don't love you back.
Good night. Thank
you. Right.
You're so funny. You're so funny. I love you, sweetie. My princess.
Baby, hush, little baby, don't you cry. Daddy's gonna make everything alright. I promise to never leave you. I swear, gonna stay right by your side. But if by chance of fate I can't see your face here every day, I still think this is a way to make you happy, whatever it may be. Hush, little baby, don't you cry. Daddy's gonna make everything alright. Promise to never leave you. I swear, gonna stay right by your side. But if by chance or fate I can't see your face there every day, I still think the tears are a way to make you happy, whatever it takes.
attention, daddy got something to say. It'll only take a few minutes, and when I'm finished, you can play. I know it's gonna be some times when things don't go right, but it can always be worse, and it'll be alright. No matter what, cause I'ma always be there. And you can talk to us about anything, cause parents truly care. Life is gonna be hard, you can't study for the test. But what you overcome is how you measure success. Don't go against your gut, baby, listen to your heart. Try to change the world, but be sure to leave your mark. You can be anything you wanna be, you start from a clean slate. But God's will is God's will, some people call it fate. Never be afraid to dream, cause dreams, they make you you. Just put them in a pot and choose what to pursue. Just wanna give you the things me or your mother never had. I wish I could take away the tears for you ever feel sad. But baby,
little baby, don't you cry. Daddy's gonna make everything alright. I promise to never leave you. I swear I'm gonna stay right by your side. But if by chance or fate I can see your face here every day, I still take the tears away to make you happy. Whatever it takes. But if by chance or fate I can't see your face here every day, I still take the tears away to make you happy. Whatever it takes.
So you were conceived out of love, truly God's gift. At that moment it's what it was, I want to wish. I clenched your mother's hand as you took your first breath, and we hugged and kissed each other when you took your first step. See, it was love that gave us you, and love to get you through. So put God first in all you do, and just be you. Welcome the truth, never lose your sense of wonder. Long but never look back, be strong like your mother. Keep your imagination as you grow into a lady. Hold tight to your beliefs, no ifs, buts, or maybes. And baby, be exactly that, think before you act. In time of conflict, be confident, don't talk smack. If you got something good to say, just keep it for yourself. No one's gonna love you like you, so depend on no one else. To obtain true wealth, stack your chips up early, honey. But remember, there's more important things in this world than money.
And I say, hush, little baby, don't you cry, daddy's gonna make everything alright. I promise to never leave you, I swear gonna stay right by your side. But if by chance